Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Welcome to Growing Cleaning Company. This is Mike Campion with my friend slash wearer of pink slash Facebook rock star, Jared Robinson. Sounds weird saying it, but
that's it.
Yeah. Jared the Hare, as he's known affectionately around here, coming to us live from somewhere in South America as a fugitive, I can only assume.
That, yeah, just trying to avoid taxes is the truth of it.
How's it working? Because I pay a lot of taxes. Is that I might join you. You got a guest house out there?
Yeah, it's great.
And for those of you who are just joining us by podcast, Jer the Hare is currently quite a bit of hair. For those of you by a computer watching the video, Google the lead singer from the Spin Doctors and shoot me an email going, holy crap, you nailed it. That's him. It's him. So he's old now and Jared's young. So you kind of have to do a little extrapolation, but it's worth the journey. All right. So I asked Jared what he wanted to talk about. And usually his ideas are terrible, but today I was really excited about what he wanted to talk about because we never talk about it here on this platform, but we talk about it a lot with our clients. So Jared does all the Facebook ads for our cleaning company or for our coaching company. He has a team, but he runs the team that runs our Instagram. Most of the communication you'll see from us, that's not my stupid face, probably is either from Jared or has Jared's hand in it. So he spends a lot of time coaching you guys and then obviously our paid people on how to use Facebook specifically because that's probably our primary paid advertising, how to use that to grow, to get clients. That said, we don't talk a lot about how to use Facebook, both paid and organic, on how to attract employees. And with the whole COVID thing and the government giving away money, by the way, if you're like, oh, because of that, I can't hire, bull to the crap. But if you go, hey, because of that, it's taking me a little extra to hire, I'm gonna have to put a little more focus. That may be the case. So Jared, what have you been hearing slash seeing as the problem? And more importantly, what can Cleaning Nation do to kind of get this party started with the hiring?
Yeah, I would say some of the main issues is kind of what you brought up. There's just a little bit of a difference these days when it comes to hiring, just based on government and what's kind of going on. But that doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means that we're just going to extend our tentacles out so that we can continue to find people. And so one of the major ways that we can get in front of our targeted audience is by using this Facebook, which is essentially what we teach a lot of, being able to find clients. You can also do that to find people who are fit your core values and can come over into your company.
So we teach kind of a lot about Indeed, and I have they're my frenemies. I have a love hate with them in that they do a good job on some things, but they're kind of a pain in the ass on others. But we'll save that topic for a different day just because Jared is not an Indeed expert, but he is indeed a Facebook expert. See what I did there?
Very good.
I paid Jared to laugh at my stupid jokes and say they're very good when adequate might be a better description. Jared's the expert. I've got a better working knowledge than most, but certainly not what Jared does on Facebook. My understanding is we've kind of got two parties that we can join to hire on Facebook, the paid and the not paid. Is that fair or is that too simplistic?
No, there's truth to that. However, if you are not very active on Facebook, your only option is to be able to do paid. Because realistically, what you're wanting to do is target people who are not necessarily following your company, but are eligible to work for your company.
So there's a kind of axiom that works in most of life. Tell me if it is true in this regard. Most of the time when it comes to client attraction, and now we're just talking about getting leads to work for you as opposed to leads to work for, but they're both leads. You can put in time or money. So if you have more time than money, that's the route to go. If you've got more money than time, that's the route to go. Would that hold true here?
100%. 100%.
Let's start with the poor sons of guns that have more
Well, there's just the people have more time than money. So what would that look like if we're like, right, I don't really use Facebook, that's not my party, but I don't have a lot of money. Am I totally out? How would you recommend those guys? A, what kind of time? 10 minutes a day, hour a day, 24 hours a day? What kind of time would it take to kind of make that work? And then how could they best use that time? And then we'll talk paid after that.
Sure. So the technique, if you're not looking to invest money, but to invest time, is to start using your personal profile to join groups of areas that are around, things that are around you. And so if you can join these groups, and then from there, you're able to then post job opportunities within those groups and find people that are there. And so you'll want to have some sort of like a landing page or some sort of application. So that way you're not just, there's some sort of filtering process that's taking place from your job posting that you are getting the right candidates, but being able to join groups is, this is, you can thank Mark Zuckerberg for this. It is free. And it is a great way to A, advertise, and B, find people, and C, just know what's going on in your community. So I would recommend, if you own a cleaning company, you should be in several groups around your area.
And quick plug, I mean, not really a plug because it's free, but we have a group, Growing Cleaning Company has a group of 10, 15,000 owners of cleaning companies. Great. Totally free resource, great place to congregate with your fellow owners. So obviously, and that's a great place, and you might be able to, in that group, because there's 10 or 15,000, and there's probably another owner of a cleaning company that is in your area, that could be a way you could connect with and be like, hey, do you have an overage of employees? Can we share what's working with you? So that could be a good indirect way to hire, but obviously your employees probably aren't going to be, your prospective employees aren't going to be in a group for owners, right? Because they're, it's a different kettle of fish. Where would they be if you were going to join, you know, people like, okay, there's a billion group, you know, there's a group for, you know, fans of the mountain from Game of Thrones. Like, what's a good group for, where do you think these people hang out?
If, are you asking where do potential employees hang out, or where do owners of cleaning companies hang out?
No, owners of cleaning companies come to our group. It's the only one that exists.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's right.
Hopefully, if not slightly, not true. Probably completely untrue. Yeah, but where would they, if they wanted to go a little more direct, where would you go to be like, hey, this is a good fishing for actual employees?
Sure. I can give you my best guess because I've never searched. But so like for me, I work, I'm a remote worker, and I am in part of a lot of Facebook groups that are remote groups of people. And because of that, I see posts on my Facebook all the time of job opportunities because these companies are hiring and doing what they're doing. And so if I use that logic, it would seem like if you would join area specific groups within your area, and there are going to be groups that are like job opportunities or this or that or looking for this. And that's a great place because you know everyone in that group has joined the group because they're interested in hearing job opportunities.
Yeah. So local groups, job opportunity groups, ideally local job opportunity groups, what a bang, what a bang. So be a little careful, right? Because I think a lot of people hear the strategy. It's a great strategy. So they go into a group, they give, just like anywhere in the world, right? Hey, Jared, can I give you a bid for my cleaning company? We just met. I've given no value. I'm instantly asking for something I want. If I do that 100 times, I might get one guy that's into it. But if I said, hey, Jared, I'm new here. How can I make your life better? And I did a little giving first. So again, it has to do with the time, right? A lot of us want just the quickie. If you want the quickie, great. We're going to talk about paid. Just do that, right? You don't have to go through all this like giving value. But if you're going to kind of jump into, because you know, as the owner of a group or the admin of a group, we don't take kind of, we'll throw someone out. If they just come in like, hey, buy my thing, click this link, go here, do that. Well, hey, we don't tolerate any of that kind of stuff. But if someone has contributed to the group and the offer that they're making, I think is a value to the group, and it's not solicitation, it's just like, hey, and again, a job can typically be seen of value, but if they don't know you just showed up, it's kind of like going to being that guy at the party that's like, it's just a party, it's not a networking thing. Like, hey, what do you do? I sell insurance. Want insurance? It's like, come on, man. If you just made friends and had a conversation and gave some value, at some point we'll talk about insurance, but when that's your first thing, it's kind of gross. What, am I overstating, or what are your thoughts, Jared?
No, not at all. Yeah. In fact, it's best practice that if you're going to be for long-term success in Facebook groups, that you should be an active member of that group and provide value throughout those groups. That way, your voice, your face, your profile. Let me give you another example. I live in Cuenca, Ecuador, and I'm a part of a Facebook group here. And I have legit met people or just value people's opinion based on how much information they give. And they naturally become someone of authority in this city to me because they're
giving value to me. They answer questions. They're involved. And so if you're joining Facebook groups knowing, hey, I want to, if you're residential and I want to be able to reach residential people, I also want to get employees, that's, you're wanting to kill two birds with one stone. Make yourself an authority in that group. Participate, add value, comment on things. And that's going to let people see you. And then as you start to move into, hey, this is what I do, or this is what I'm looking for, or I'm hiring over here, that authority is going to help a ton when it comes to hiring.
Let me give you one option to supercharge that, and then we'll talk paid. So the best option, if you really want to kind of kick butt and take names, you can start a group, right? So there's a reason we started a group of 10 or 15,000 owners of cleaning companies. We serve owners of cleaning companies. So when we want to help people or do an event or sell a book or whatever we want to do, however we want to give value, it's nice to be able to put a post and have, you know, all 15,000 aren't going to read every post, but hundreds, I would say, conservatively, maybe thousands, see, and dozens interact. So it's a little more work to start a group, but it's still free. Like, I mean, you know, you can pay to do this and that, but you can start a group for free. And I don't think we've spent any money. Literally, I mean, it's been around for like 5 years, but it started with none. I don't think we did any paid traffic to it. It just organically grew. And we probably get about 100 people a week, I think, trying to be in that thing. Yep. So that's a bonus for folks, is start your own group, right? Especially if there is no hiring in, you know, Scottsdale, Arizona or whatever, you could be the owner of that group.
You could be it.
Any other, I know there's a bunch of other, but any other you want to talk about organic ways, or right now, do you think just groups is the best kind of only thing we want to talk about before we hit paid?
Yeah, I think groups are the best. And this is something I want to make sure that those who are listening know, because it's always tempting that you can join a group with your business profile and your personal profile. And you will be way more successful with your personal profile than you will with your business profile. So make sure that even though it's tempting to put in Jan's janitorial cleaning into, just use your own Jan profile and communicate through that.
Facebook is definitely a social thing, and people don't want to talk to Grow My Cleaning Company. They might want to talk to Mike or Jared, but right, no one wants to talk to support at, you know. Great point. And again, guys, gals, this works for commercial or for attracting clients as well. So we're kind of using it as it comes to employees, but it definitely works for customers. So let's talk paid. This is, I think, where people get into trouble. It's hard enough to get customers, and Facebook's kind of set up to do that. What's it look like? What's the landscape for getting employees with, you know, I don't have as much time. I'm not willing to give a bunch of blah, 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 blah. Just here's some money. Give me some apps.
Yeah. So when it comes to client attraction, Facebook ads, I would say difficulty is like maybe a 7 out of 10 of just kind of learning all the stuff that you need to do and all that kind of stuff. When it comes to hiring, it's like a 2 out of 10. It's not difficult at all. In fact, you run hiring ads from your Facebook page. So when you do client attraction, that comes from something called an ads manager, which is the back office of Facebook. When it's hiring, that takes place right from your Facebook page. So there's a strong piece of advice I want to give, and that's to make sure that your Facebook page fits who you are as a company. And so that, because what happens is when you log onto your Facebook page, you go onto hiring and literally, or jobs, I think is what it's called. And you can create an ad right there. This is what we're looking for. And people can fill out their application on Facebook, and then Facebook saves their application so that it's a really similar to Indeed. It's really easy for them to be able to apply, but they are going to click on your Facebook page. Like that is what they're going to do. They're scrolling through their feed. They see your ad. They can apply right there, but they're going to click that Facebook page. And that's going to make the difference of whether they show up to that interview or not, or whether they answer the phone or not. Because if they just get I'm just doing it because I'm applying to everything I see, then that's that. But if they say, wow, I really like this company, I can see what they're doing, I see their vision, I understand this, that's what's going to have them show up.
And let me coach you on what that does or should and should, what's effective looks like and what ineffective looks like. Ineffective is generic and bland. So if you go to your Facebook page and make it super professional, fast growth, fast paced company, looking for energetic, high people, paid training, we're the best, competitive pay, blah, just the same garbage every single page says, you might as well have nothing, right? I think F all of you would be better, because at least people pay attention. Well, that was funny, or that was something. You get a response, right? But So we teach a lot about core values. So ours are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So it would be like, hey, are you looking for a job where you show up, you like the people you work with, you don't have to put on a mask, you can just show up the way you are, you make money for us, for your clients. God forbid we have a couple of laughs and have a good time. If this is scratching where you itch, if you're digging this, absolutely apply. If you think this is stupid and it's not your kettle of fish, don't even apply. We're not here for you, right? Some people are like that, some people aren't, but at least you're gonna have a response. So please, 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 if someone reads it and they can't tell who anyone could have written it, right? Like an AI bot could have written it, just, you know, come up with the exact same thing. It's garbage. It has to be something where I try to write and do our content. We're like, that's Mike. That's who he is. And guess what? Some guys don't like Mike. Some guys are like, oh, I would never work for that idiot. Great. Cause he's going to drive me nuts. I'm going to drive him nuts. So just please, please, please take off the mask of professionalism. And professionalism really just means freaking just like the next guy. And the problem is with Facebook, they've done 1,000 ads, apply, 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 just like Jared said. And if your thing looks and feels just like every other ad, they got one thing to two things to pick by: what they do and how much they pay. You're asking them to clean toilets for low wage. That is not a game you want to play. I promise, right? It's got to be people going, that's the community I want to be a part of. And that's that. You're like, man, Jared's great. How do you get guys like that? Core values, right? I like to think we pay fair, but it's not like it's all about the money. Although he is in South America, so I think we could start paying in like Keiko beans or something. I'll have to negotiate with him offline. But it's the culture, right? So please, please, please just be you. Even if you think you suck or it's embarrassing or you're weird, I'd much rather that than just generic. Thoughts, Jared?
I couldn't agree more, because at the end of the day, they are working for you and they are part of your life. And so you could put up a mask all you want. They're going to see who you are the second they walk into your door, the second they meet you. And so you might as well present who that person is and then let them say, I want to work for you. And now you've got something that's going to work together instead of this, well, I'm this way with this person and this way with this person. It's just going to make your whole working experience better.
Yeah. It goes deep into the core values, but that's beyond the scope of our conversation today. So let's talk. Hey, I love that you can do it from your page, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, you get into ads manager. I guess I'm a pretty bright guy. I know some things about some things, but ads manager is a lot. Like it's that, and Jared is here like handling that. So we run the ad through the Facebook page. We have good copy, something. And by good copy, just be you, man. Just copy. They're like, that's Jared. That's how Jared would talk. Or Mike, or, you know, I'm going to assume you know your own name. What next? How much should I spend? What can I expect? Like, just walk me through that piece of it.
Sure. So when you set up your ad, you set up either a lifetime or daily budget. Here's a great Facebook hack for you. Never use a lifetime budget on your ads. You're always going to use a daily budget. You have to keep in mind you're entering an auction. And if Facebook makes the decision that you're only going to invest this much into what you're doing, you automatically move back in the auction. But if you say, hey, Facebook, I'm going to spend this much a day infinitely, right, until you turn it off, then Facebook says, then this is something we're going to invest more of our resources into so that they continue to use us and continue leaving on throughout the days and all that kind of stuff. So use your daily budget. Once you set up your daily budget, oh, go ahead.
That works for clients and employees, correct?
Say it again.
That would be for clients through ad managers trying to get customers. That's just like paid Facebook traffic overriding principle as of April 2021.
Daily right.
Budget. Okay.
Yep. Daily budget. Always. So you can spend anywhere between 10 to 20, I think is a great range of being able to get, because what you're wanting to do is you're not wanting to get one person to apply. You're wanting to get as many as you can. And so Facebook needs time and it needs a little bit of money to be able to do that. And so I would say 10 is your bare minimum. 20 is probably the healthy amount that you want to invest in. And that what, because every time someone clicks the ad, every time someone applies, Facebook gets a little bit smarter on the type of person that's going to click. And you're likely to get more applicants for cheaper as it goes longer.
So the way I hear that, or another way to say it, just in case we missed anyone, at the beginning, nobody's status on Facebook is, I would like to work for a cleaning company, right? So that would be easy for Facebook. You'd be like, I'll just show the ad to those people. Like, it's just humans, right? Young people, old people, men, women, whatever. So when you're like, Facebook's like, I guess you know, if you're looking for, again, fans of a certain TV show or a certain, Facebook's pretty good. Like, I know who, or I make this much money, or I'm this old, or I'm male or female. Facebook's all up in that business, right? Mm-hmm. But when you're like, I would like someone that wants to work for my company, Facebook, I don't know what that looks like, right? So they're going to show the ad to a lot of people that are not going to be interested. That said, just like Jared said, when they show it to a million people and they get 10 clicks, next time they may be like, oh, these 10 people have these things in common. We might only have to show it to 100,000 people to get 10 clicks. And as it gets smarter, you spend less and get more. So I'm just knowing, you know, having coached lots of owners of cleaning companies, like, hey, I'm only looking for one or two or three people per month. You know, maybe I need two or three or four right now, but on a monthly basis, I really only need like one or two. That I got to spend $300 to $600 because 10 bucks a day is 300 in a 30 day month and 2,600. That seems really expensive just for one or two people. What talk me off that ledge.
Yeah. Well, first, yes, investing in your business is what you should be doing. And so the mindset of, well, this is expensive or what it may be. You have to keep in mind that in a cleaning business, people come and go, and having something that you can turn on and off and generate traffic to you and leads and applicants and employees is a very valuable thing to your business. So if you invest this money in, like what Mike was saying, if the first little while, you know, man, I'm not seeing as many, and then you start to see more clicks and more clicks and more clicks. As you, there's a guy in our Millionaire Mastermind, Spencer, you know, he uses Facebook to hire, and literally I'm connected to his account. And so I see every time he turns it on and off, and I can see how many applicants he's getting a day. And at this point, he's been doing it for so long. It's just that it is literally him turning his computer on and hitting a switch, and then the rest is taken care of for him. And so that's what you're investing in. It's not, you're not investing hundreds of dollars into one employee. You're investing that money into a system that you can turn on and off to generate employees for you.
And I promise when you go, if and when you go to sell your business, that the buyer, that is, they will pay a premium for that. So say the first month I go right in the middle, I do $15 a day. So that's about $450, not a small amount, but not a fortune. How many applicants, like what kind of results can I expect?
Yeah, that's a really broad question, because it could be, you know, you could be in Boston or you could be in Pocatello, Idaho, and that's going to make the difference of what's around, how big your demographic is, the likelihood of someone having a car, all the things that you would kind of need for that position is going to make the difference. But
and you again, can, so to kind of asterisk for Jared, obviously there's so many, it's not a fair question, but us and results, you know, again, we're not pitching Facebook, like we're not getting paid on any of this crap, right? So right. Results may vary, but if I'm in a mid-sized town, I'm not in a tiny town, I'm not in a huge town, you know, all the stuff that you had kind of normalized, right? Like it's my first month. So and maybe we can talk about what a reasonable range, not that some people won't do better, not that some people won't do much worse, but a reasonable range, for a guy, gal in a medium town with an average kind of whatever on month one, and then like month six, like after they've done it. I mean, can I expect 3 or 4 applications, 10,000 applications? You know what I'm saying? Just give me the ballpark of hundreds, dozens, millions. What are we looking for?
Right. You would get to a spot that your goal, let's do this. Your goal as you're kind of doing it would get to a spot that you're getting applications somewhere between $1 and $3.
Which, by the way, guys, gals, we're talking about Indeed. That's what I'm looking for, right? Mm-hmm. But for a buck or two, if I have to spend three, I'm probably okay with it. $5-$6, I'm getting a little fussy.
Yep, that's exactly so right.
How long, if I spent the $15 a day, right? It's not a fortune. Mm-hmm. It's not cheap. Is Facebook going to typically figure that out? Days, weeks, months?
So great question. So what's going to, if your ad copy is great, you're going to get more clicks, and that's going to help Facebook figure it out. If you're running something and legit no one is clicking it, it's not the ad. It's not Facebook's not the problem. You're the problem. And so
obvious pat on our own back and, you know, blatant advertisement. One of the things we help you all do in our program is write good ad copy, make sure, and Jared, you know, all that sort of stuff. So if you're like, I just need help, enough of this nonsense, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's really nothing for sale, but go to the free masterclass and we can kind of teach you exactly what to do. So there's your plug for the day. That said, Jared is exactly right. It drives me nuts. Probably Jared more so because he's in that world, but people are like, oh, I tried Facebook. It didn't work. What they mean is my copy sucked. The funnel I sent them, the page I sent them, the call to action was terrible. Where I sent them didn't work. Nothing worked. And then I blame the traffic source, which is not fair. So if you're awesome at this, I promise we can get this sorted out. Go to growmycleancover.com. If you're terrible at this, I promise you, it's not going to work. Let's pretend they're neither. They're fairly smart human beings, but they don't have the coaching and stuff. They're just your average run of the mill Clean Nation guy or gal. What might he expect?
When it comes to how much they should be paying.
How long it take to come? So first of all, I love the $150 an application, but is that something it's going to take me $10,000 to get to? $500, a nickel? What are we working with?
Yeah. So I would say if you start something, then let's just say someone in our program says, hey, here's our ad copy. We're like, oh, looks great. Yep. This is good. Go ahead and run this. That within 4 to 5 days, you should be around that range. I mean, we're talking pretty quick that you should be at least in that 5-6, and we should just be, but you should see the numbers coming down. That's what we're really looking for, is that those numbers are coming down. If you're like at a $10 an application and then a week later you're still at a $10 application, usually there's some tweaks that we can make there. But for the most part, we should see it kind of a little bit more in the beginning and then just that decline throughout the weeks.
So that's not bad. 2-3 weeks, couple $100, we could really have a thing. And then, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but once the cost comes down to where I want, then can I go like $5 a day and just spend $100 or $200 a month? Or is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that $10 to $20, like, hey, just for the first couple of weeks or month or two at the most to really get everything locked. Once you have it locked, then you can go down. And again, at some point it may kind of stop working or wear out. You might have to tweak the ad and, you know, and then if you do it at $5 a day, it'll take a long time to sort that out. But Am I kind of hitting on points?
That's exactly right. Because you have to think of it as like your page, your Facebook page is like a bucket. And every time someone clicks and applies, a marble gets dropped into that bucket. So if you invest a small amount of money in the beginning and you get 4 marbles, then you're going to say, well, now I need more employees and you only have 4 marbles in your bucket. But if you were able to invest that money in the beginning and you get 50 marbles in that bucket, then it doesn't matter what your budget is. Facebook's data is still there and it's still going to use your whatever amount you give it to do the best that it can.
So long story short, guys, gals, I think the biggest thing I want y'all to get when it comes to hiring, kind of take a step back just from Facebook, is so many people, A, don't have any system. And we obviously teach against that pretty firmly. Then the problem is they'll get on Indeed or even Facebook, which is a great opportunity, and they get that one thing and it works until it doesn't work, right? So my encouragement would be, we want to test and have 2 or 3 things working all the time. And even if it costs a couple $1,000s to get this whole system for you, like, not just do I have one source to get all the employees I need, I have 3 or 4 sources to get all the employees I need. Because guess what? Some months Facebook doesn't do great and some months Indeed doesn't do great. There's always churn. So you want to make sure that when it happens, if you need an employee today, you're not like, oh, I'm going to test, I'll figure it out now. Like, you should have been figuring that out a while back. So, all right, we got to wrap it up. Jared, what did we miss? Wrap us up. Any parting words of wisdom from Jared the Hare?
Let's think. I think that is, if you, let's put it, let me, this is my parting wisdom. If you take your application and you run it, and are seeing people applying and it's working for you, that type of language that you're using and seeing success from is what you should be using in all that style of all your advertising. So you can learn how to advertise when it comes to hiring, when it comes to client attraction, like when it comes to selling. All that data can be used into how you can convince someone to do something. That's ultimately what your job is as owners of a cleaning company, is to convince someone to take your services. And so go out there, just be brave. When we get all the systems and all the stuff that, you know, it can be really intimidating, but when you think about everything's the same, it's convincing someone to do something. And when you have that skill set and are able to do that, business becomes so much easier in general.
I couldn't agree more. My version of that would be, when you try, because people come to us going, is it Facebook? Is it Google AdWords? Is it direct mail? Is it telemarketing? And they put all the emphasis on the methodology. It's the message. If you have a message that works on Facebook, it'll work on direct mail. It'll work on telemarketing, on Google AdWords. So focus on the message first. If you got the message right, you can put it anywhere your people are. So there's no such thing as Facebook doesn't work. And the nice thing about Facebook is your people are on Facebook, I can assure you. Not all of your people, but a subset of your people, probably a large subset, is on Facebook. So never think Facebook doesn't work, AdWords doesn't work, direct messaging doesn't work, or direct mail doesn't work. Your messaging works or doesn't. If your messaging works, you can put it anywhere your people are, most people are at their mailboxes and on their phone or by text or whatever. If you put a message that works where your people can read it in a language they can read it in, it shall work. And bad messaging is bad messaging. Facebook ain't going to save you. Great messaging is great messaging. Facebook isn't the magic. All right. Cleaning Nation, love you. Appreciate hanging out with us. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com if you want to join our Facebook group. Check out our masterclass. Get more podcasts with Jared, me, the team. growmycleaningcompany.com. See you there.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.